Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in mid-February. I don't know about where you are, but it's cold and wintry. And you know what? You can either bitch or embrace it, and I'm on the embrace it side. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, that's right. It is cold out there, baby. Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, right.
Today, as usual, we are being produced by the Wizard of the Big Board, Mr. Brian Fonger. Take a bow. And we want to you today, for our bumper music, we want to request some nice tropics music. I'm thinking a little Leon Russell, Back to the Island, some stuff like that. A little Buffett, some, you know, not Warren.
Right.
But a little Kenny Chesney,
Money.
Toes in the sand kind of stuff. Can you do that there, Brian?
Yeah.
All right. So it's all about the dog today. We're so glad you joined us because we're a couple of hot dogs on the radio. And we just thought we'd share our real passion with you instead of always talking about the easy stuff like brisket.
Yeah. You know, the universal tube steak is something that everybody has put on the grill.
If universal tube steak.
If you have grilled anything, you've grilled a hot dog in some form or fashion. There's sausages and German wieners and some with real casings and some with that are man-made chicken lips and everything in between. But we're gonna dive into it in several different ways today. But
when you say it like that, you make it sound sexual.
Right.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. So my point is that this weekend I've got an opportunity to give back a little bit. We've got a Boy Scout troop that is doing some of their winter badge work, right?
Oh, and I did that.
Yeah.
Klondike Derby.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're polar bear and they're all that other stuff. Well, these young men need to be fed.
Did you ever do the Boy Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
So you did this
stuff? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And
it gets pretty cold out there, too, when you got to stay all day.
Right. And I didn't make the Eagle Scout, but I got a couple of my Shartucky buddies that did. Oh. I just bailed early, but they made it through. And I was jealous of them and wish that I hadn't done it as I got older because it's just one of those things as a young man you can accomplish and it's around. But I didn't make it. But the point of this is
that's
is
been
that
a
these
cloud
little,
hanging over your head ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I can tell you've had a chip on your shoulder.
Right. Yeah. Right. Rather than an eagle on my badge. Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, these guys are gonna be needing some food, and so when I get done with the show here, I'm taking the tech, which is the infrared grill, and just a big old box of hot dogs and buns and all the condiments that go with it. And I'm going to go cook for the Scouts.
You could literally set that grill right on the ice because all the heat goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing goes down.
Right. Yep. So
prove it right.
We're gonna go. Yeah. Then you got a grill on your hands and knees, and that's not my gig, man.
I'm frozen to the ice.
Yeah. Right. But I did this. This is the third year I've done this, and the last year I had a little assistant. I had one of the kids that all of a sudden took a huge interest in the grilling.
Yeah, I remember hearing
that story. Right, so I just turned it over to him.
Nice.
And I stepped away and taught him a couple things so he didn't get burned.
Just a little timeout and I want a little comeuppance here. Did you have any toddies when you were out there?
Oh,
were you
sneaking anything
on the side?
I wouldn't do that. Not with the Scouts. Scouts honor, whichever one that is. How many fingers is that?
Because I think you're with a brewer when you're out there.
Yeah,
so.
I am. Yep. The Baritone of Beer, Chaz, he helps organize this thing. So, but anyway, so later today, around noontime, I'm going to be out cooking for about 30 of them that are going to be there. And it's always a great time. And to see these little guys, and they got lots of questions, and they're trying to, you know,
did
get
you
their
ever,
badges.
Did you ever do the Klondike Derby?
What? No, I did not. That one, I mean, we did the Soapbox Derby with the little cars.
No,
but Klondike
no,
was
no,
in
I'm
the winter.
About that Klondike. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the tough one. That's what I'm talking about. This kind of weather. Oh, boy.
And what
and
is,
back in the 70s. Your winter,
I'm not sure we got listeners that are that old.
Your
Bob.
Winter camping gear was nothing like it is now.
Yeah.
We had wool socks and leather boots, okay? Right. Maybe rubber boots.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, you know, like the stuff I've got now for hunting, my muck Arctics
right.
and stuff like that from Allen Bob's. No.
Right.
You didn't have any of that.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Technology has been your friend when it comes to hunting.
Yeah,
clothing.
Our little wool mittens were frozen.
Right.
I remember my job being, I had to make pancakes on an open fire the next morning because you had these check parts stations, right?
Right.
So you had to go build a fire, and then you had a log, and you had to hold the pan on one side of the log, flip the pancake up in the air, slide the pan under the log, and catch the pancake on the other side,
oh.
right side down.
I see. So this is a...
I did it first try.
Really?
It was so lucky.
Yeah, right. And there begins Barbecue Bob's yes, right. love of
pancakes.
The skillet. Yeah.
It wasn't a Dutch oven. So this show is all about the dogs, and good thing you're going to be dogging it today for the yeah. Boy Scouts.
I look forward to this every year. It is a great time.
I understand that, and I'm sure that those boys will love having a nice hot what'd you call it? Universal tube steak? Is
right.
that what
yep.
it was?
That's exactly
yeah, that's
what
a,
it is.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But so on the show, just so you know, we have like about the most famous hot dog company in the world. It's called Nathan's. Maybe you've heard of it.
I have.
You've had them.
Don't they have a little contest every year?
And they have a little contest.
There used to be a Chinese guy that won it. And now there's an American guy that'll pack down, what, in an hour or something? How long they give them to eat? But it's 60-some or... something, and I, man, that's just got to be a mess
yeah,
later in the day.
Yeah, well, maybe we can ask him about that. So we're going to be talking with the VP of Marketing at Nathan's. Of course, it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk to our buddy at Crankers, because in the Great Lakes area, and even on the East Coast, the Coney Island dog is kind of a big deal.
Right.
And Coney Island being on the East Coast, you'd think it'd be a big deal there. But they do have Coney dogs at Nathan's, too.
Right.
And they have pretzel dogs. You know those cool little garlic toast things with the cheese we had? Well, Nathan's yep. makes those with a weenie inside.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a cool concept. I'm feeling really hungry. And then so we're going to talk to Crank and Crankinopolis. And then we're going to talk about building your own hot dog bar and throwing a party and having a major league dog bar at your party. And we've done this about two or three other times before, but I love hot dogs.
Right.
And I love building crazy hot dog bars and making up just a fantastic, I'm so hungry right now, I can't even take it. Yeah. I want a hot dog so stinking bad. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, they are good, and I enjoy it. So, you know, that's one of the things about taking these scouts out is that I always struggle because I got to haul all this stuff in to where we're at, right?
Get a sled.
Well, I got my ice fishing sled, my little jet sled. I set the grill on there, but then you got a propane tank because I'm not doing charcoal. I'm using the tech.
You need to borrow a snowmobile.
Right. Well, you know, then you got a trailer to that, and it just starts going on and on. And it's like anything else you do is it's a great idea that when you start putting all the tables and the condiments and all that together, it's like, holy crap, I got a lot of junk I got to haul out here just to cook a couple dogs for these boys.
You know, in the fourth segment, we're going to talk about getting into shape. So maybe maybe this is the beginning for you.
Well,
the new beginning.
That'd be better than the end. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, so I think we should take a little break, and we need to talk to Nathan's World Famous Hot Dogs. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I think that's good people. They're going to talk a little bit about their contest with us, I'm sure, and as well as what makes a Nathan's hot dog, because they have their own unique taste and flavor, and we're going to figure it out. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The islands, they're the one place where you can truly be as you are, where it doesn't matter what you've done, how you make your life, you're just there, with the sun, the sand, the sea, and the locals. Where the notion of no shoes, no shirt, no problems isn't a song title, but a way of life, my way of life. Where I feel the most
Welcome
alive.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, we're talking hot dogs today, so we thought we'd take you back to the summer where they're a lot more prevalent than they are in the winter. But you know what? We never stop cooking at the Grilling Guys, regardless of the season. So that's a little Kenny Chesney for you. But we are talking dogs. Bob, what we got going, man?
Sun in the sand, baby.
Right.
I'm doing a little research on some sun and sand right now. Costa Rica is on my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Ready to go back. As promised, on the grilling line right now is Phil McCann from Nathan's. How are you, Phil?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
So what is the what do you folks like to call your, what's the formal full name of the company?
Nathan's Famous.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
But you're not wrong in just saying Nathan's. A lot of folks know us as just plain Nathan's, but you know, we're going by Nathan's Famous.
Good.
So the part that makes you famous is you do a big contest every year, but before we get to that, what makes a Nathan's dog a Nathan's dog? What's unique about it?
Well, it's 100% all beef, first and foremost. And it's also made the same way with our secret spice recipe that it has been since we opened our doors in 1916.
So it's all beef. That means absolutely no chicken lips in this thing.
Zero chicken lips. That's a good question. Zero.
Right.
Absolutely.
So is there a natural casing on this, or is it uncased?
It's both. We have our natural casing that we sell in our restaurants all over the world, and we have also skinless that are available at retail. Natural casing are also available at retail here and there.
So they're a little snappier.
Yes, it's the kind of the spicy garlic snap that, yep, that folks know and love for generations.
So do you have a proper way to prepare a natural casing hot dog?
You know what? It's kind of all individual preference, you know, personally, and we're from New York, the corporate office, and we have clusters of stores, restaurants up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Personally, it's a spicy mustard with a little bit of sauerkraut. That's kind of the fan favorite around here.
Well, I was really referring to the way to prepare the dog, how to cook the dog, because I've heard guys say when you have a natural casing, you should pre-boil it just a little bit before you grill it.
You know what? There's really no wrong way. What we do in our restaurants, we cook them, most of them, on a flat grill and get them up to temperature. And then what we do is we take the tongs and we roll them gently kind of press them into the grill so they pop and they snap, and that's when we know a Nathan's hot dog is done. A lot of our customers come into our restaurants and they ask us to take it one step further and throw it onto the char griller and cook it up nice a little bit further.
Okay, so when you say it pops, are you breaking the casing or are you trying to leave the casing intact?
You're right. We're popping it. We're breaking the casing a little bit. It splits in a couple of spots.
Okay, now does that, some might think that that would dry out the dog and make it not as good as if you didn't do that. What's the theory there?
It really just releases the flavor from inside the dog. The spice, the garlic, everything else really comes out very, very nice and juicy, not dry at all.
I like when you say throw it on the charcoal or the char griller and make it nice. You remind me of Big Paulie, who's one of our board of directors. He's from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, so make it nice. That's kind of a New York East Coast thing, apparently.
I think so.
Yeah,
think so.
Yeah, that's good. So what we're talking with Phil McCann from Nathan's Famous, which is grown into quite the dynastic corporation. And in terms of the hot dog business, at least, I don't know who might be bigger than you. Maybe Oscar Mayer, because they're old and giant meat factory in general. But
I know that we're the number one selling premium hot dog domestically for sure. We're available in every state and every supermarket, and we've been around for 101 years. So I think we're the top dog, if you will.
Yeah, you were waiting to say that. I know it were. Yeah. So where are these made, Phil?
They're made in a couple of different plants, one of which is in Brooklyn, another one is in Chicago. And as I said, I think only a handful of people actually know the secret spice recipe that came from Nathan Handworker and his wife, Ida. Ida's grandmother came up with it in Poland, and and they opened, we opened on Coney Island in 1916, and that flagship restaurant is still alive and well and proudly serving Nathan's dogs as well as our burgers and cheesesteaks and everything else.
That was where I was going next. If somebody walks into your restaurant, it isn't just all about dogs, right?
Exactly right. We have fantastic burgers. My favorite menu item, personally, is our cheesesteaks. Chicken, seafood, pretty variety menu we have.
So in the East Coast, you're in Long Island. I love Long Island. So we make in Detroit, and we're Michigan here, and in Detroit there's a famous chains of restaurants, or several of them. One will be on the next segment after you, called Crankers, but there's all kinds of people that make Coney Island dogs or Coney dogs. Now, Coney Island is, you can probably see it from your office. So how is it that in Michigan the Coney Island's bigger than it is in New York?
Well, our number one selling hot dog in our restaurants is the chili cheese dog, which many folks across the country call a Coney dog.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of a regional preference, really.
Okay. And see, like our Coneys here don't have cheese. And the sauce is, these guys are generally Greek restaurants, so it's got a bit of a Mediterranean twist to the chili sauce. It's basically ground beef. Now, actually, to be honest with you, what it is it's beef heart. It's ground beef hearts.
Okay.
And then this red sauce that's just very, very unique. And then you put onions, mustard, maybe pickles on it, but that's about all. You never put cheese on a Coney in Michigan. You'd lose your man card.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, quick question. Run down your contest that you guys do every year, because that's like that draws national attention. And how many contestants do you get in that thing? And then what was the winning number last year?
Our international hot dog eating contest has been going on for many, many years. It's held every July 4th. Live at Coney Island. It's broadcast on ESPN, and we have about 20 contestants, and what they have to do is they have to win a regional contest in order to make it to the Super Bowl of competitive eating, if you will, and that's our Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. We close the streets. People line up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get the front row seats. The streets are closed. We get 30 to 40 thousand fans coming out, and it's quite the the crazy crazy show for sure. And Joey Chestnut has won 10 titles.
Oh, wow.
Now, Joey, last year in his, you know, like I said, these guys have to win a regional to compete on July 4th. Joey set the world record for 73.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Wow. Phil, we are out of time, and we got to skate.
Okay.
I hope the next time I get out to Long Island, I get a chance to stop in and say hello.
Fantastic.
And try some of your fantastic local cuisine.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Phil McCann from Nathan's Famous.
Coming up next, we're going to crank back a dog and a beer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
All day long, just taking it easy. Laying in a hammock.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And now on the live line, we got one of our longtime friends and sponsors that has been an asset to our show since we began. Barbecue Bob, who we got, baby?
We have the one and only Jim Crank. How are you, Jimmy?
Yes, that's for sure. The one and only. Thanks, Bob. I really like that. I know there's only one of them. I tell you, thank God for the world for that.
Yeah. Well, we just got off the phone with a hot dog manufacturer from New York. Maybe you've heard of Nathan's before.
Yes, I have.
Yes. So Nathan's Famous, but we're interested right now in Crank's
infamous.
Famous.
Yeah, Crank's Infamous.
Well, the Cranker's Coney dog is a pretty good dog. I'll tell you that much.
What makes it that way, Jim?
Well, first of all, we use the Dearborn Natural Casing hot dog, which is rated one of the top hot dogs in the country. Natural casing, of course. With natural casing, people that know anything about hot dogs, a natural casing is stuffed like a sausage, where your other skinless hot dogs are poured like a mold. So
it just doesn't sound good, a poured hot dog.
Well, it's basically liquid that's poured into a mold.
Ew.
That's how they're made. Yeah. But there's still good ingredients that goes into them. Not to say that there's anything wrong. A lot of foods are made like that. But the natural casing hot dogs are basically stuffed like a sausage. And we use a beef and pork dog, which is some people like all beef, some people like pork. This is a beef and pork dog that's especially made the hot dog, and it's made for a lot of the Detroit Coney Islands, and that's what we, basically modeled our Coney off of the exact Detroit Coney, famous for Coney Islands, and the Lafayette Coney Island, downtown Detroit, uses similar ingredients. We use the Brown's buns, which are made in Detroit on Verner Highway. Fantastic bakery that makes a lot of breads for a lot of the restaurants in Detroit. And we also use, we have to use basically Heinz mustard. It's a staple that you'll find at Crankers as well. So we get a little plug in for those guys, I know, and maybe they'll do a commercial with you.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, Jim, is that it's all authentic. I mean, you do it the same way every time at each of your restaurants, and that's the consistency that people can count on when they come to Crankers. So let's talk about cooking that dog. How do you prepare the dog itself?
Well, and that's the next thing. It's something that we battle with every day because, unfortunately, we don't have the volume that a Lafayette Coney Island does. So the real way to cook that dog, the proper way of a Coney Island hot dog, and there's a difference between a Coney Island and a chili dog. So that's what we're going to talk about right now, is that the Coney Island dog is grilled, okay? And it's just, it comes off the grill. So if you cook them too long on the grill, the casing gets a little bit tougher, as you guys probably know, in the barbecue business. You know, anything that stays on the grill a little bit too long, it gets a little bit tougher. It cooks up a little bit. The moisture comes out of the product, and the casing can get a little bit tough. So, you know, it's a hard thing, you know. If you usually at lunchtime we're pretty good, but sometimes at dinners, people don't buy as many hot dogs. So we have to, it's a rough thing for us to keep it perfect, like you would find at, and when I say perfect, something so simple like you find at a Lafayette Coney Island, where that's all these guys basically
just nonstop dog after dog after dog.
I mean, you look at that grill; it's full all day long. They do it the way that it's supposed to be done. Is with the chili, and there's the Flint style chili or the Detroit style chili. That is with depending on how much beef heart goes into, where the Detroit chili is more like a sauce, where the Flint style chili is more like a topping or a
thicker.
Yeah, that's because they don't use water in Flint, right?
Right. Good one there, Jeff. That may be the reason. I never thought of that.
I just went by the Kogel factory a week or two ago when I was training over there. So I know they produce a Flint-style sauce
fabulous.
As well.
Kogel's is another fabulous manufacturer of hot dogs, sausage. They're both Dearborn, and them are very – Michigan should be very proud of both of those companies because they do a tremendous job.
Yeah. And that dog business, the whole hot dog world, I did some research on it. That market is static. The hot dog industry in America is not growing. It's just static.
Right.
I find that amazing.
Well, it's just, it's something that it went through a big phase. I think still in Detroit, you're still going to find a lot of, Coney Island places.
No kidding.
What a Coney Island is, but across the country, the eating habits are changing. We're going to a lot of, basically
tofu.
You found the vegan community has grown, vegetarian community has grown, and they don't promote hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, we're not. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So let's talk about the beer.
We're not going down.
No. Don't be hating.
They're missing out on some really good protein, and And,
don't go down that
really
road either.
Delicious food.
So, about a little beer conversation.
Yeah, love that.
What's working for you guys right now?
Well, we just released our chocolate aphrodisiac, chocolate pomegranate stout. We're very proud to say that we won a silver medal at the Great American Beer Festival. One of only a few Michigan breweries that medaled this year.
And, nice.
Very proud of the beer. It should be being displayed right now in all major retailers, Sam's Club, Meijer's and probably most of your local party stores.
Wow.
So it's out there in full swing and working. And you know, every month we come up with a beer of the month that we sell to certain bars and restaurants, and then we also come up with our special releases. We'll be coming up with the End of the World IPA here pretty soon, which we always feature in a 22-ounce bomber, and that'll be coming out again. We also are working on a really great beer. I think you guys would like it. It's a strawberry Kolsch, and it's made with organic strawberries, and really nice beer. We're hoping that we're able to get our canning line in here pretty soon and can that beer for the summer. It's an unbelievably great beer. And hopefully that'll be coming out soon. But our Bulldog Red Ale, I have to say, is one of my favorite reds out there. And
That's funny you'd say that. Bulldog's your favorite red.
Yes.
So if people want to find you, you're in three different cities in Michigan. You're in Mount Pleasant, Big Rapids, and Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yes.
You're right.
Hopefully to be downtown Detroit. We're working on our brewery right now.
Nice.
Hopefully everything goes right downtown Detroit, where they're building the new bridge. You'll be in the Bridge District downtown Detroit.
Well, you know, when you're driving to your Grand Rapids branch, when you go to 44th Street, look to your left. You'll see a big Carrier sign, and that's my office.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm hanging my hat now. So I'm
Mr.
Carrier.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, so you did take that.
I did. Yeah. So you're right by me. You have no excuse.
Awesome.
We'll meet for a beer at your place.
Right. I'd love it.
Sounds great.
Well, Crank, it's good to hear your voice, my friend, and thanks for plugging in there at the big box store so we could complete this interview. But
We want to give everybody a little piece of the action.
Right. Hopefully, we'll come and darken your door and bend an elbow with you and smack back a cranker dog. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great, Jap. I haven't seen you in a while, so I'm expecting you to get over there soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, guys.
All right. Jim Crank. Crankers restaurants and brewery, just a great friend of the show, and it's a champ. If you get a chance to go there, beer is good.
A real foodie.
Right.
Yeah, and his son James is now making the beer. It just keeps getting better.
Coming up next, it's a hot dog bar. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to gibbq.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at repocast.com. That's SAFFIRE at repocast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press www.thegrillingguys.com.
If everybody had a notion across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California.
Welcome back. You listen to The Grilling Guys. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting out and blowing the stink off a little bit. Don't hibernate in the house. You know what? This is that time of year when it's cold out, but the sun shines. So go out and suck up some radiant heat like we've been talking about those hot dogs doing on that Tech Grill. I'm going to be out there a little later helping those Boy Scouts throw down some dogs on their little winter badge quest. Kind of looking forward to that this afternoon. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We've been talking hot dogs. What's next, man?
You know, isn't it funny if you told somebody you were going to do an hour-long show on hot dogs, they'd probably change the channel.
Well, maybe they did. Hello? Hello?
Anybody out
Are
there?
Are you out there?
Maybe it's just us. No, I honestly, that's why I was so shocked that my friend in the industry said that the market was static, that it wasn't expanding anymore. Because to me, it's like I see hot dogs everywhere, but that's because I'm always hanging out in the meat department.
Right.
Right. And there's one hot dog I will not buy, and that's the one that starts with a ball and ends with a park.
Yeah.
That is a
well,
not,
that's one of those poured ones, right?
I mean, don't know, Frank, but when that anything up. That swells oh. when you cook it.
Yeah.
I mean, so what in the heck? That's not meat.
What's in there?
Meat shrinks when you cook it. It doesn't puff up unless
right.
maybe if you take a flat iron steak that hasn't been properly trimmed. It will swell up, all that collagen on right. top. It will puff up like a puffer
well,
fish.
Maybe there's liquefied collagen in there, right? Who knows? But anyway, you know, and we have our friends in the butcher business that make their own German dogs and stuff. And, and those are natural casing usually. And those are often a smoked product before you put them on the grill.
Which are traditional for European dogs.
Right.
Typically were smoked. I mean, that's how they did every charcuterie.
But just delicious, you know. So what I'm saying is you don't have to go commercial. If you've got a good butcher shop in your local market, go down there and see what they do for cased meat. And you'll find kielbasas and bratwurst, but you'll also find hot dogs.
Speaking of charcuterie, did they have charcuterie in Chartucky where you grew up?
Are you char-kidding me? Not a chance. Man, we had the poured hot dogs.
That was really
right?
stupid. I'm
that
sorry.
That's going to stick with me, that poured hot dog, man.
Charcuterie. Yeah. I want to talk about building a hot dog bar.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, I probably won't get to this year, but I'm right now scheming and dreaming of redoing my grill area on my back deck because I keep getting more and more products, and I'm out of space. And wife throws a fit when I put another grill back there because she wants room for chairs. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, don't people know you can stand and eat?
Yeah. So I'm going to bump out just the kitchen area about 6 or 8 feet, and I'm going to put a roof over the whole thing.
Yep.
So I'm trying to scheme the budget and the time, and that's why I think budget-wise this summer's probably not going to happen. But either way, I want the ability to have a bar there that when I set up my hot dog bar, there's plenty of room for people just to cruise by and really build their food up without having it always go inside.
Right. So almost like if you made it circular, but you had a little access way on one end, one corner where you could go in, and then your grills are all in a U-shape in front of you, and the serving bar is on the back where you came in so people can walk by on the grill, and you just put this little 6x6 or 8x8 pod out there,
right?
And all your equipment's out there.
I'll have to get you over there because you designed a lot of outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, but those are cool, and so let's talk about what that looks like,
bar itself. Actually, what I was really trying to get down the road to is the actual hot dog bar itself in terms of when you do this at a party, what are you going to put out there for people to build their hot dogs?
Right.
And that's where I really was wanting to go is, you know, when if you look at Nathan's site, and this made me even hungrier, but when you look at what they do for some of their dogs, I mean, I love kraut on a dog.
Right.
And they do. Their best seller is, he said it, their original sauerkraut and German spicy mustard.
Right.
So that's a killer. They also do like this spicy quesadilla sauce and jalapenos and something else, like, I don't know, slices of avocado on a dog. That sounds kind of cool.
If you've got a good Polish butcher where you get the dogs there, they'll have a kraut derivative called kapusta.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got chopped up little pieces of kielbasa in it, real fine, mixed in, and it's a little bit sweeter
onion,
kraut.
Onion, right. Little red pepper.
Yeah, and it's a little bit sweeter. It's not sweet. It's not like sauerkraut. No. It's a little bit sweeter. And, oh, man, does that make just a fabulous topping on a dog.
You're
I know.
Me.
You're wipe your chin, man. You're drooling over there.
Stinking hungry.
Yeah. But and then, you know, the less traditional things, those little itty-bitty hot peppers that are about an inch long, they're pickled. They come in a jar. I don't even know what they're called, but they're yellow, right? And they're not as smoking hot as other ones, but you'll see those on a Chicago dog every once in
like
a while.
A yellow version of a bull's horn?
Yeah, I guess. I don't,
bull's horns like I said, are red, but
yeah.
same looking thing.
You know, about half the length of your pinky.
Yeah.
One of those.
And now Chicago dogs, when I'm talking about building a hot dog bar, I took a picture of a dog I built for myself, a couple dogs the other night, and I was kind of doing it like a Chicago dog, but I just did like onions, a pickle, and mustard. Now, what you'd have to add to make a true Chicago dog is that hot pepper down the other side of it. And they are wonderful. And I honestly think there's room to be creative here in terms of how you do build those up. But the Chicago dog is very famous. There's chains of restaurants in Chicago, and I can't think of the name of them right now, but when I fly through O'Hare, I used to always go to Wolfgang Puck's for lunch or dinner on my way through, and now I go to one of their little Vienna hot dog Chicago bars.
Sure.
And they're just little carts all over the airport, and for $6, you have a fantastic hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a real traditional Chicago-style hot dog. It's a pepper, it's a pickle, it's onion, mustard, and I'm pretty sure that's about it, and a really good Vienna hot dog inside it. But I guess the other way to do a hot dog bar is, or something else I would want to incorporate would be Skyline Chili,
mm-hmm.
because a good Cincinnati chili is kind of like a Coney. It's like it's its own thing. It's a flavor. It's a profile.
Right.
And anybody who's traveled through Ohio and gone to a Skyline knows what I'm talking about. It's a really awesome flavor, and that's something else you could put in your bar, as well as maybe just a traditional chili.
Right. Put a little slaw on your dog once in a while, a creamy or a vinegar-based slaw. Either one of those, just it's kind of a combination of vegetables and flavorings that really will just snap up a dog and make it just something different than you've ever done. Another mm-hmm. one is, this one's, you know, I've researched a little of this, and the Hawaiian dog seems to be a popular one. I've saw it on 2 or 3 places, but they're putting a little honey mustard on there and maybe some crumbled up bacon and some pineapple and then a relish.
I can't believe you're actually going there.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to clip your man card.
Why?
And it's time for man law.
Now you're a man!
Yes, you are a man, especially if you don't put pineapple on your hot dog. Shame on you. Today's man law. Do not have a conversation at a urinal.
No, you're there for one purpose. You don't need to check out how the weather's doing or how your buddy's doing.
Why creep people out? If you need friends that bad, go in the ladies' room. So anyway, Yeah, scratch that last recipe Jop had about the Hawaiian dog.
All right, man. I'm just telling you.
No, you got to back. Scratch the record on
that
one.
Back that up, huh?
I had to go to a class this week for work at Carrier, and we had a bunch of HVAC contractors there, and it was a plumbing. It was a the hydronics class about boilers and hot water heaters, and they had like 10 pizzas out there. And they were all gone by the end of the night except for the one that was Hawaiian that had pineapple on it. Proves my point. You just can't. Some things you can't do, man.
No,
we're going to let you
no
keep
meat,
your card.
No meat with your pineapple?
No.
All right. I get
shame.
Right.
Shame.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, whether you want to learn about pineapple on hot dogs or not. But at the end of the day, get out there and have a good weekend. Fire up a grill or a smoker in your backyard and make some grill envy in your neighborhood, because you can do this stuff year-round. Grilling is not a seasonal sport. So Barbecue Bob, always good to have you on the show. And listen, everybody, tune in next week. We'll talk to you then.
Layo con Dios. But the time is past for living in a dream.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Welcome back. It's the bonus segment with the Grilling Guys. If you're tuning in right now, it's because you just didn't get enough.
You lost a bet
on the first four segments. But anyway, we've been talking hot dogs during this whole show. And, you know, now it's time. Let's talk a little bit of how's that resolution going, Bob, for the New Year's resolution. We're 6 weeks in.
Yep.
And you and I both know that I'd rather be eating hot dogs than
Well, that's kind of the point, isn't it?
Right.
Yep. You eat the hot dogs so you can burn off those calories.
Right. Yep.
I guess, you know, I wanted to take a minute just to say that my family and I go to SNAP, and we use the one in Lowell and Belding and Greenville, which is funny because my daughter Maggie's moving to Belding. I guess we probably don't use the one in Greenville, but Lowell, Belding, and Greenville is all owned by the same company, and they sponsor our show.
Yep.
Ryan's a good guy, and he runs those SNAP gyms very, very well. I went in there the other day. They got a new girl in mind. Her name's Missy. I'll give her a little shout-out. She's mopping the floor. That floor up front was shining like I had never seen it shine before.
Well, it's dangerous, man.
But their equipment is always clean.
Yeah.
So you go to these cheap Planet Fitness or whatever these big chains are that are all over the place, they're $10 a month or $20 a month or whatever, they're cheaper, but there's nobody running around cleaning that equipment all the time.
Yep.
These SNAP fitness places are clean, but I'm honestly, you know, I took 6 months that I just wasn't going in there because I was building my house and I was just too tired. And after, oh, I don't know, 2 months, I think November, December, when I started slowing down, man, I started gaining the weight again.
Yeah, it happens.
So I'm right back onto a regular schedule every day, at least 5 days a week.
And Barbecue Bob's a 60-year-old man now. I mean, if you don't know that, that takes effort.
It does.
Dude, because it's a hell of a lot easier just to come home and sit on the couch and crack a beer.
Right.
And that's where I'm at.
Right.
Right. And I know it's bad, but man, I work my butt off all day and then I get home and the last thing I want to do is strap on the shoes and go to the gym.
Right.
You know,
and it does take, you have to, but once you, as soon as you get there, when you get into the routine.
Yeah.
And you were an athlete in college.
Right.
You know the feeling of those endorphins. When you get a good workout going, you got your headset on, you got your workout playlist on. It's really motivating. You start pumping iron and
I pumped 12-ounce curls in college is what I did. That was the athletic, the extent of my athletic ability. But that's what I got really good at anyway while I was there.
I know you played baseball.
Well, yeah, whatever. But anyway, it's all good. And you know what? It's just one of those things where we go down the road of, as we get older, our lifestyles change. And I love eating hot dogs. I'm going to go, like I said, cook some this afternoon for the scouts.
You know, you could probably eat hot dogs while you work out.
Or before or after. I guarantee that's the
case. So my point is, if you're in the Lowell, Belding, or Greenville markets, go to SNAP Fitness. Check them out. The price is reasonable. The service is fantastic. That's my plug.
Any update on Operation GI Barbecue that we want to pass on?
Not right now.
Okay, still working on it, right?
Still waiting for Camp Pendleton to give me the green light. And I'll tell you what, if they don't pull a trigger pretty quick, we're going to be going another route.
To the guards.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm just, man, I really can't stand it anymore.
All right, get out in your backyard. Create some grill envy in your neighborhood. You never stop grilling, especially in the winter. You just got to do a little different. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you listening each and every week. Look forward to speaking with you next week.
My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.